Something for all.
Oh, wait, but Mom, everybody knows you gotta get an early start when you go duck, honey. Dad.
Somewhere at this moment, some lady duck is saying to some man duck, you're not going to leave this nest without something warm in your stomach.
Yeah, well, what does the man say?
He says, I'm the drake around here and I'll make all the decisions.
And what does the lady say?
She says,
And what does that mean?
Breakfast in 10 minutes. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Ask any doctor.
Yeah? Alex, is breakfast a...
Today he is a duck hunter, not a doctor.
Give up, Red. We can't win.
I'm hip.
Oh, you poor mistreated creatures having breakfast on hot cereal, golden pancakes, and freshly brewed coffee.
You see what marriage does for a man?
Why do you think I put it off for so long?
Sure do look delicious, Donna.
You see, sometimes end picking can be more rewarding than cutting.
I suppose marriage does have its compensation.
Well, if I ever find the right girl, I might give it a whirl myself. But that's not likely.
Why not?
Well, just like everything else, they just don't make them like they used to, that's all.
Paraphrased, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old granddad.
What does that mean?
Don't get him started.
No, wait just a minute. I want to hear the rest of this. Just what is wrong with the newer models?
All right, you asked for it. Soft, pampered.
Hey, he's right. You keep out of this.
The bachelor's got to stick together, Jeff.
That's right. I'm a bachelor. Drink your milk, bachelor. And how, may I ask, are we pampered?
By technical advances. Now, what does a modern woman do?
Anything that great-grandma did.
Aha, but how? Mechanical aids. Electric coffee pot, electric dishwasher, push-button housekeeping. You'd turn a current off and modern woman would fall apart.
Come on now.
I told you not to get him started.
Tell me, whatever happened to the woman that could bake bread, hold off an Indian attack, and hook a rug at the same time?
She got scalped.
Yeah, but the biggest problem you face is oversizing in your washer. Then you send for the repairman.
Oh, come on, get off it. You know we can do anything that great-grandma did if we have to.
You know the last date I had came almost unglued because the push buttons in her car didn't work?
She was just an exception.
Not from what I could see. So I think I'll just stick to bachelor life and spend my weekends in my little old cabin on the lake.
You go up there every weekend?
Yep.
Boy.
Like a trip to the past, primitive and rugged.
Yeah, well, let's get started. I'll go load the car.
Hey, I'll give you a hand.
Thanks for the mechanized but highly satisfactory vittles, ma'am. You sure have a way with those push buttons. Don't you be mad, Donna. I still think you're pretty cute for one of these new models.
Thanks a heap, partner.
Let's go, Alex.
Right with you.
You know, Alex, there are times...
Oh, honey, don't pay any attention to Red. I love you just the way you are.
Soft and pampered.
No, honey.
You shouldn't talk that way in front of Jeff.
Don't worry, Jeff is definitely not the bachelor type.
I don't want Jeff to get a false picture of a woman.
Hey, Don, I'm just thinking. Why don't you and Mary drive to the lodge for the weekend and get a taste of the great outdoors?
Oh, well, thanks a lot, but I have a million things to do.
Our cabin's on the other side of the lake. You could drive over and have an old-fashioned duck dinner. And, don't you worry. Lodge has got all the modern conveniences.
But I'm not concerned about the modern conveniences.
Donna does like mountain driving. That road up is pretty steep. Cliffs on both sides.
Cliffs?
Great-grandma made it. And a covered wagon.
You and your great-grandma.
Oh, forget it, Donna. I was only kidding.
Forget it, nothing. You just prepare your primitive paradise, because we will be there. And I'm not kidding. Go on, go on. Off to your ducks.
Boy, this is great.
Well, drop your gear, boys. Let's get on the lake.
Yeah, this is really something.
This is the primitive, rugged life you were trying to sell Donna?
Oh, you know, I like to tease Donna. I can't wait to see her face tonight. That is, if she makes it up here.
Oh, you don't think she'll come, huh?
Ah, she'll think it over and decide it's too hard a trip after all.
Ah, you don't know Mom.
Yeah, she was pretty sore at you. She'll make it up here if she has to hike it.
To build the tank before we left.
Great. What do we do now?
Hike it. All the way to the lodge on foot?
Oh, honey, it probably isn't too far.
Oh, Mother, it's miles. Do you have a better suggestion? Let me get the luggage. Oh, here we go. Look, here comes a car.
He's going the wrong way.
Back to town. As far as I'm concerned, that's the right way.
Yeah. Where are you heading?
Oh, we ran out of gas. How far is it to the lodge?
Oh, clear across the other side of the lake. Past the ranger station.
About 18 miles.
18 miles?
Is Red Benson's cabin anywhere near here?
Just straight through. Right at the side of the lake.
It's a couple of miles. The path's pretty overgrown.
Right through there, you say?
Just keep bearing left.
Ain't sure you'll make it, though.
You want to bet?
Thanks! Oh, I feel
feels like we've been walking for hours.
Well, pull up a rock and we'll rest a while.
Oh, I'm so glad we changed our shoes. Wish we could have changed feet. What was that?
You lost?
Well, yes, sort of. We're looking for Red Benson's cabin.
Oh, we passed a cabin back there a ways.
Oh, that must be it.
Yeah, how far?
I don't know, a mile or so.
Oh, we better go. Good luck with your feed.
If you want to come with us, I'll drive you around in my car.
Oh, wonderful. No, thank you very much. We'll just take the trail.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, shall we push on?
Lead on, Daniel Boone.
Be much farther now.
I've been saying that for hours.
Look, that's it.
Rustic, isn't it?
Now come on, let's go.
Oh, I know Mr. Benson said his cabin was primitive, but this is ridiculous.
Well, when men take to the wilderness, there's no accounting for taste.
Oh, you wouldn't go this far. I mean, this isn't even a human habitation.
Well, knowing Red as I do, I'm sure this is the way he likes it. Come on, let's go in.
Go on in.
You go first. You know there could be creatures in there.
Oh, honey, there's nothing in there to be frightened of. Come on.
You go on.
Hello? Anybody in there?
You see? It's empty.
Yeah, well, then go on in.
I'm going.
What kind of creatures did you have in mind?
Oh, well, this isn't so bad, you see?
I only have one question. How could it be any worse?
Well, looks like our work is cut out for us.
Well, let's get into our socks and go to work.
Mother, wait a minute. You're not thinking of cleaning this place up.
What else can we do with it?
Yeah, well, Mother, it's a mess. It's utterly hopeless.
Well, to a pioneer woman, nothing is hopeless. And besides, if your father and brother are going to sleep here tonight, we've got to remove some of this dust.
Wouldn't it be easier to build a new cabin?
You were the great white hunter. I don't know. These ducks are getting trickier every year.
Why, did you see them going around us? They must have radar.
Yeah, with them all, sport.
I'll tell you one thing. We sure aren't going to get caught short.
Ducks or no ducks?
All right, we are not going to starve.
Hey, oh. A ham. That's my favorite kind of duck.
I thought to feed all the troops, including those guests who I suspect will not arrive.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that. Donna's made of sterner stuff than you think.
Remember, it takes a bachelor to be an expert on living, right, Jeff?
Right.
I can see it all now. My lady lying on a chaise lounge eating bonbons with soft centers. Nuggets are too hard for her to chew.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You know, if anybody ever talks to me about the good old days again, I'm going to drown them. Oh, that's clean enough, isn't it? Not if your brother and father are going to sleep on it. I'd have more fun staying home doing homework.
Madam, are your hands red and rough? Perhaps you are using the wrong zone and you're late. Switch to smooth stone. Wash away your wash day blues. My daughter and I always use smooth stone in our life, and that's why we look so much alike.
Boy, that ham smells good.
Donna should be here by now, even allowing for heavy traffic.
I told you so. She thought it over, decided the trip was too difficult.
Yeah.
And at this very moment, she's sitting on your patio, fanning herself with a palmetto leaf.
Well, this is almost the last of our chores. You know, it didn't take as long as I thought it was going to. I haven't done so badly for a couple of spring puffs.
Boy, this is sure a hard way to prove a point. You know, I have blisters on my blisters.
Well, we'll make that great grandma lover eat every word he said.
Yes. You know, I sure hope we can get our fires started before they come home with the ducks.
A nice roaring fire.
Well, how are we going to light it?
The good old-fashioned way.
We'll rub together a couple of matches.
Maybe the car broke down.
Nah. Donna thought it over and decided she just wasn't the type of roughing it, that's all. Now, how about that ham?
No, let's wait a few minutes more.
Mother, you're wasting your breath. If they were coming, they would have been here hours ago. Alex!
You know, we might as well face it. We're in the wrong cabin.
I have a sinking feeling you're right. But that sign said that...
That sign's as old as the rest of this place.
We have made a big fat boo-boo.
Oh, and after all that work, just to make Red Benson eat crow... You know, the only thing we have proved is that we have strong backs and weak minds.
You know, if I weren't so hungry, I'd say we're in a pickle.
Oh, it's too dark to find our way back to the car. What are we going to eat, Mother dear?
Honey, I don't know what we're going to eat.
I wonder what they did with the rest of that bear.
Gentlemen, dinner is now being served. Cheer up, Tiger.
Dad, Mom probably just changed her mind.
I'll tell you what. Right after dinner, we'll drive up to the lodge. You can call home. And at long distance range, hear her feeble excuses.
I feel a lot better if I knew she was home.
Okay, but in the meantime, you're wanted in surgery, doctors.
Any idea what kind of berries these are?
Well, they're black.
And they're not fattening.
You know, I must have been half asleep this morning. How could I let Red bait me like that?
Well, there's no use hashing it over. We're here and we're stuck.
So, we'll spend the night.
What was that?
A dog.
Oh, that was no dog. Wolves.
Don't be frightened, dear. There are no wild animals around here. We're a perfectly civilized country. Now, don't be frightened.
Then where did that come from?
We turn around. We're done on this side. I heard it.
What was it?
Probably not.
There's something walking around outside.
Just our imaginations.
I told you.
Harry, get the door.
I don't
fine, fine, Mary, honey.
Oh, my gosh, why did you come sneaking up on us? You scared the life out of us.
We thought you were in here. We weren't sure. I'm sorry we scared you.
Well, how did you find us?
Well, we saw your car up in the road. We knew you were somewhere around. How'd you happen to wind up in this place anyway?
But we thought this was your cabin.
Well, it is or was, till I built a new one. No one's been in here for a year. Well, this place never did look this good when I lived here.
Well, we tidied up a bit.
How did you manage the fire?
We built it.
Well, what with? There wasn't any wood.
We cut some, sawed up a few logs.
You're kidding.
No, we managed quite nicely.
You mean you cleaned up this place, built a fire, and found food and water?
Of course. Nothing to it. All in a day's work.
I never believed it. Well, I guess I owe you girls an apology.
Yes, I reckon you do.
Okay, I take back everything I said about modern woman. She's just as capable outdoors as modern man. Satisfied?
Oh, well, now, I'm not sure. I have a question for modern man. How many ducks did you get?
Hi, darling.
Ah.
Well, hear the news.
What?
Guess who got married?
Who?
Red Benson.
No.
Yes. I ran into them downtown. I asked them to drop by.
Red Benson. What do you know? What kind of girl did he marry?
Well...
No, no, don't tell me I know. The rugged outdoor type. They'll go through life fishing together.
What? Donna, meet the wife.
How do you do?
Grass is kind of damp, you know. Fritzy catches colds so easily. Car to house service. For my bride... Nothing's too good.
Not exactly the fish-catching type, would you say?
No. Look at the size of the one she just landed.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.